Secretary of State Colin Powell plans to travel to the Middle East and Persian Gulf region later this month. He says one of his priorities will be to make Iraq comply with the UN resolutions to rid itself of weapons of mass destruction. The United Nations sanctions against Iraq are unraveling as oil smuggling becomes commonplace and traders pay illegal surcharges to the Iraqi government for oil contracts. And NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that the Bush administration now faces a quandary on just what to do.
The Bush administration is certainly sounding tough on Iraq. Secretary of State Powell says when he travels through the Middle East, he'll be reminding Arab nations that sanctions are in place to prevent Saddam Hussein from being a threat. And he'll try to argue that the sanctions aren't hurting the people of Iraq. Saddam is.
There's more than enough money to take care of books for the children of Iraq, food for the children of Iraq, medicine for the children of Iraq, all that the children of Iraq require, there is money for. But what we will not allow him to have money for and not remove these sanctions from preventing him to doing is to go forward with weapons of mass destruction.
But while Powell is starting a campaign to drive home this point, analysts say the United States may have already lost the propaganda war. The Iraqi leader has convinced Arab nations, even those who were against him in the Persian Gulf War, that UN sanctions are to blame for Iraq's hardships. Arab nations divided in the Persian Gulf War are also more united now in the face of the crumbling Israeli-Palestinian peace process and the U.S. role in it. And this, too, plays into Saddam's hands. Rod Al-Qadiri is an analyst with the consulting firm Petroleum Finance Company.
The Iraqis are doing what a country under siege generally does. It's taking advantage of the political situation around it and trying to use oil as the one thing, the one real currency it has as a vehicle to push its political agenda, which is to get itself rehabilitated, to escape the isolation, and ultimately to beat sanctions without giving up too much.
And he says there are willing neighbors and oil companies ready to do business with Saddam.
Smuggling has been happening for a long time through the Gulf. The Iraq-Syria pipeline now appears, if not to be working, ready to be working. The U.S. has turned a blind eye for a number of years now to smuggling that goes through Turkey because that happened to suit U.S. interests and U.S. strategy. And the Iraqi-Jordanian border is reasonably porous.
Oil industry sources say that in addition to smuggling, the Iraqi government is making millions through illegal surcharges on contracts under the Oil for Food program. Theoretically, the United Nations controls the money Iraq makes under this program, which allows exports so that Iraq can buy food and medicine for its people. But to win contracts, sources say, traders are making direct payments to the Iraqi government. With smuggling on the rise and sanctions unraveling, Secretary Powell and British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook have talked about ways to narrow the embargo and focus on military imports. Rend Rahim Franke of the Iraq Foundation says this, too, will be difficult.
Some people might think that we can impose only military sanctions. It doesn't work. I do not believe Saddam is going to concentrate on the traditional weapons system. See, Saddam only needs one small weapon, one small unconventional weapon.
Franke says 10 years of a policy of containment has failed, in part because Washington never had a clear end game. Before leaving office, the Clinton administration did come around to saying it wanted not only containment, but a change in regime. The Iraqi National Congress, an umbrella group of opponents of Saddam, says the Bush administration is stronger on this point. The new administration just released $4 million to help the INC operate in Iraq and is negotiating another $29 million. INC member Sharif Ali says tens of teams will be sent into Iraq in the coming weeks with big goals in mind.
We will be using this to gather information about Saddam's war crimes, about the humanitarian situation, about weapons of mass destruction, about the Kuwaiti prisoners, about personnel movements, about military movements, about how Saddam is using his secret police to oppress the people, and to build up our communications network internally and to within Iraq, and to help organize and recruit our supporters within the regime.
Some analysts are skeptical about this opposition campaign. They say Saddam Hussein is too well entrenched and that he has more support both inside and outside the country than the U.S. government wants to admit. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.